Okay, so today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start on daf Yud Amid Beis at the very bottom of the page at the two dots. The Mishnah discusses four women, according to Belezer, that die unshot. When they have blood, they do not have retroactive impurity. We don't say, oh, now that they had a flow of blood, let's go look at whatever they touched over the last 24 hours. Let's put that aside because it may have become tame, because they were probably tame. No, we don't do that. We say, no. These are women that we don't expect to have blood. So now that they found blood, from now on they're tame, but there's no tuma retroactively. So who are the women that we don't expect them to have tuma retroactively? According to Belezer, it's a woman who's a virgin. She's virgin of blood. She's never had a flow of blood before. A woman who is postmenopause, a woman who's pregnant, or a woman who's nursing. Any of these four women, we don't expect blood. So therefore, if there was blood, the impurity is only for what they will touch, but not for what they've touched in the last 24 hours. And then the Mishnah said, in regards to what did they say, right? This is the Mishnah Zayin Amud Beis. In regards to what did they say, is their impurity only going forward? The first time this virgin, this young lady, has ever had her period. Aval b'shniya, but if she has now a second period, so on the second, on the second, she does create an impurity retroactively for the last 24 hours. Then the Mishnah ended off by saying, Imrasa Rishona Meones, if the first time she saw, though, it wasn't because of the period, it was because of some external factor that forced her to see. She jumped a lot. And because she jumped a lot, the blood came. So then, Afashnia Dayashaita, then the second time she sees blood, that's considered the beginning of her period for the first time. So therefore, that impurity will only be going forward and not retroactive. The third time she'd see blood, that already would be the time when there would be an impurity retroactive, because at this point already it's expected. All right, that was the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, "Bameh amru dayashata," in regards to what did they say that the impurity is only going forward and no retroactive impurity? The first time she saw blood after, you know, in her life. The second time already, the tuma will be, there will be an impurity for the last 24 hours. Amar Rav, Rav said, this line, Akulu, is not just referring to a woman who's seeing blood for the first time, but it's referring to all four of these women. So a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, or a woman who's postmenopause, the first time she sees blood, she's going to be dayashata, there will only be impurity going forward. The second time, there will be an impurity retroactively. However, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Lo shanu ela besula uskena. This line only applies to a girl who's never seen blood yet and a girl who's post-menopause. Aval mu'uberes umeinika, but a woman who is pregnant or nursing, and then she sees blood the first time, it's dayan shaitan. The second time also, dayan, they will have the law of dayan shaitan, of impurity only going forward, kol yimei iburan, throughout the days of the pregnancy. And Dayan, and they'll have this law of impurity only in the future, but no impurity retroactively. Kol yemei minikusan, all the days of the nursing. Rechein Amar Reb Shimon Lakish. Reb Shimon Lakish also, we have again, earlier Amoraim, also, two other Amoraim, also with this argument. Rechein Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Akulu, that this line, that the only time it's dayashat is the first sighting of blood, but the second sighting of blood will have a retroactive impurity, applies to all the four women. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo shanu ela besula uzkena, it only applies to the woman who's too young to be having a period and the woman who's too old to be having a period. The first time they have blood, they'll be impure going forward, and the second time already it'll be retroactive. Avam u'beres u'meinika. But when you deal with a woman who's pregnant or nursing, even if they have blood more than one time, dayan kol yimei iburan, all the days of the pregnancy, the impurity is only going forward and not retroactive. Dayan kol yimei minikusan. And if they have multiple sightings of blood when they are nursing, each time it'll only be an impurity of dayashata, an impurity going forward, no retroactive impurity throughout the time that she's nursing. And really, this argument between Amoraim goes earlier to an argument between Tanoim, Kitanoi. This is really an argument of the Tanoim. We learned in a Braisa, Muberes Umenika, if you have a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, Shahayu, now starting today's daf, Shahayu Shofos Dam Uvaos. that they have a lot of blood. They're coming with a lot of blood during their days of pregnancy or during their days of nursing. Even though it's a lot of blood, Dayan kol yemei iburan v'dayan kol yemei minikusan divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, as long as they're pregnant, as long as they're nursing, each time they've got the blood, it's only going to be an impurity of the future, not an impurity retroactively. Because when they're nursing and they're pregnant, we assume that there isn't blood. So therefore, when there is blood, it's a surprise. We don't think that maybe there was there before. And therefore, there's only an impurity going forward. There's no impurity retroactively. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, but the three Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon say, Lo Amru Dayan Shatan Ela Beriya Rishona. Even a woman who's pregnant, even a woman who's nursing, when do we say that when she has blood, she's only impure in the future? That's the first time she has blood. Aval Bishnia, but the second time she has blood, then we do have an impurity retroactively for the last 24 hours, Umipkida Lipkida, or we have an impurity retroactively from this test to the last time she checked herself. Okay, so now going further to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, even though we said that the second time she has blood, whether it's a Basula or one of the other women, based on Machlokas Amarayim, then there is a Tumah Me'es La'es, there is a retroactive impurity, but if the very first time she had blood, it was a blood of Ones, it was a blood because some external factor made the blood come out, and the second time she has blood is like the first time, so then the second time will still be Dayan Shatan, only the third time will be Me'es La'es, will be for the last 24 hours. Says the Gemara, Vim Rasa Rishona Machmas Ones. If the first time she saw blood was because of some external factor, so then the second time she has blood is still going to be Dayashata, only an impurity going forward. But only the third time that she has blood will create the impurity, Me'es L'Es, the retroactive impurity for the last 24 hours. So now we're going to talk about this topic of external factors causing a sighting of blood. Amar Rav Huna said like this. What happens if you have a woman, kafza, she jumped. Because she did a lot of jumping, therefore, rasa, right after all the jumping around, she had a flow of blood. Then, I guess, a week later, let's say not a week later, we'll say 3 weeks later. 3 weeks later again, kafza, she was jumping around 3 weeks later. And again she saw blood. And then another 3 weeks later, kafza, she was jumping around. And she saw blood. So now, says Rav Huna, kavala veset. She has established a regular period. She has established a regular period. So Gemara says, what's the regularity all about here? What's the period? Lemai. What do we think is now going to happen going forward? Yileim ali yamim. If we're saying that that it's a certain day of the week, let's say, right? She kept seeing blood on a Sunday. So since she saw blood on a Sunday every 3 weeks, so now we say, all right, every Sunday, we're worried she's going to see blood. But it's not true. She did see on three Sundays, but it was also because she was jumping. If she wouldn't have been jumping, she wouldn't have seen. So why would we say now that 3 weeks later on a Sunday, maybe she's going to see? Ella, so what does it mean she established a veset? Lekfitzos. The issue is the jumping. That because she jumps, she sees blood. So therefore, maybe even not 21 days. It happens to be every 21 days when she jumped, she saw blood. But let's say after this third time, she waited 10 days and jumped. So right away, we'll say, if she's jumping, that's a veset. We're assuming that now blood's going to come. So according to Rav Huna, it seems right now a woman can establish a veset, a certain expected period, just by means of her physical actions. So asks the Gemara, 1 second, Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa? Kol shetikvana machmas ones. Even any woman that you want to establish her, that she has some type of external factor that forces her to see blood, let's say jumping, Afilu kama pam, even if there are many times that she jumped, and each time she jumped, it was blood. Lo kava veses, it doesn't establish a regularity. So my law, doesn't it mean lo kava veses cloud? You can't establish regularity based on an action. So if that's the case, So what was Rav Huna saying? That there is a veset with this woman who jumped three times, and each time there was blood. So Rav Huna can't argue with the Braisa. So what does the Braisa mean? So it says the Gemara, what it means like this. Lo, that's not what the Braisa means. What the Braisa is lo kava veses liyam lechudayu. The Braisa is saying if she was doing an act, then the days are not going to be the regular period. Ulekfitzes lechudayu. The act also is not going to be the regularity. Because the act is also on a certain day. Avol kavala veses liyam ulekfitzos. She has established a regularity where you combine these two factors. If you add both factors, if you add both the jumping and the date, then it's going to happen. So let's say every 21 days on sun, every 20 days she jumps on the next Sunday, right? So she jumped today, she saw blood. 20 days later she jumps again, and on Sunday again, on a Sunday she jumps and sees blood. 20 days later again, on a Sunday she sees blood. So 20 days later, if she goes out to the gym to start jumping, she should assume that she's going to see blood. There's a combination here of the dates with the action. So Gemara says, "Liyam lechudayu pshita." If the point of the braisa is that we don't say that if she saw blood every 21 days, but she also was jumping every 21 days, that there's no regularity for days. That's obvious. So Gemara says, "I'll tell you what the chiddush is, according to this version of Rav Huna." Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explained. Kagon, the case would be of the Braisas, the Kafetz Bechad B'Shabbos V'Chazai. She jumped on Sunday, and she then saw blood. 20 days later, the Kafetz Bechad B'Shabbos V'Chazai. Again on Sunday, she did jumping jacks and saw blood. And then, 19 days after that, B'Shabbos Kafetzav Alo Chazai. 19 days after that, on Shabbos, she jumped, but she didn't see blood. Then on Sunday, which was the 21st day, she saw blood without jumping. So Mao, the Tem would have thought to say, since the last time, the last Sunday, there was blood without a jumping on that day, that tells us that really it's the day that causes the blood. It's the 21st day that causes the blood, not the jumping, because proof is that the last time you didn't have jumping and there still was blood. Kamashmans, that's the point of the Braisa. No, there's no, you might have thought that because the third time was without jumping, therefore she's establishing a veset, she's establishing a regular pattern about the dates. The Braisa says, no, it's not a pattern about the dates, it's a pattern about the dates and the activity. Why? There was no activity on the last time. No, there really was. We say, since the first two times, it was jumping and the date that made the blood. We say, Kvitsa nami de esmol garma. The jumping on the Shabbos is what caused the bleeding on the Sunday. The jumping on Shabbos was the jumping. Hadlo chazai, this, that she didn't see blood on Shabbos. Akati lo matazman kvitsa, because it wasn't the right time, right? The veset, the pattern, is a combination of the activity of jumping blended with the moment of, you know, every 21 days. So since this was just the activity of jumping without the time, because it was day 20 that she jumped, she didn't jump on day 21, she didn't see blood on day 20, but then the blood came on day 21, because there are two things going on in her body. A certain moment of time creates the bleeding, and a certain activity creates the bleeding. So that's the point of the Braisa. So according to this version of Rav Huna is saying that jumping alone is not going to be a veset, that's not going to be a pattern, but jumping together with a date would create a pattern. And we wouldn't say, even when there's reason to say, that maybe it's just the dates really that's the source of the pattern. No, we say, no, it's jumping together with the date. That's version number one of Rav Huna. However, Lishnachrina, the other version is the other way. Rav Huna said, Kafza Virasa. Let's say she jumped and she saw blood. 3 weeks later, again, Kafza Virasa. Again, she jumped and saw blood. Then again, Kafza Virasa. Then 3 weeks later, she jumped and saw blood. Kavala Vesis Liyamin Velola Kvitzos. We say, listen, next time, 21 days from now, she has to check herself for blood. We're worried that maybe there's going to be blood, even if she didn't jump then, because we're worried that maybe it's the date. So I said, 1 second. Hey, Chidami, what's the point here? What's the case here? Rav Huna is saying they were just worried about the days, even though there was a jumping. Rav Ashi said it's the exact case that we said before. It's not days. According to this version, according to Rav Huna, it is days. The kafetz b'chad b'shabbos v'chazay. She jumped on a Sunday and saw blood. 20 days later, kafetz b'chad b'shabbos v'chazay. She again jumped on a Sunday and saw blood. And then 19 days later, she jumped on Shabbos. And then on Sunday, lechad b'shabbos v'chazay b'lo kfitza. She saw blood without any jumping. So here you see that the issue is about
the jumping,
about the days. Now it's a case like this: the first time she jumped and saw blood. The second time she jumped and saw blood. Then the third time there was just the bleed without a jumping. The third time maybe she didn't even jump on Shabbos. The third time there was just the bleed on Sunday. So now the third time there was a bleed on the day 21. So you see that the jumping was just incidental. That's not the real thing going on here. The real thing going on here is that every day 21, she bleeds. And so the first time she bled, and then the second time she bled, and then the third time she bled. And therefore, that's the case where Rav Huna said she's established a veset of days and not a veset of jumping. Because the third time she saw blood without jumping.
What happens if it's the other way around? Two times jumping and blood. Mm-hmm. Third time only jumping, but no blood.
If there's no blood, then certainly there's no veset.
No jumping.
No
jumping. So it's not a regular.
There's no regularity.
Regularity.
There's no regularity.
Please. Talking about the case that Shabbat, the third time on Shabbat she jumped and did it.
No, they take that out, right? It's here, but then it's taken out. It's two separate cases.
That's why I say
the Gra takes it out.
Any of these halachas today contradicts with the high tech science and technology in today? Any of them is, you know, conflicts with it, or it still is true?
I think it's true.
All these halachas are true from those days.
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
Everything you read in the science book.
I think it's very complicated. Meaning, can a woman do something to get the blood if she knows she's getting it? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Why? Because she's going through Tumah, so why would it be okay?
But it's natural.
Why can she? No, but if it's not natural and if she's initiating it by doing an action,
she shouldn't deal with Taharos. But yeah, she can make herself tummy. There's no prohibition to make yourself tummy.
Women do that to manipulate the period. With
absolutely.
They're regular.
Absolutely. So again, to conclude the two versions of Rav Huna, according to the Lishna Kama, Rav Huna is teaching that a woman who jumps can create a regularity about jumping. According to the Lishna Achrina, Rav Huna is teaching that a woman can create a veset of days. In other words, even though the first two times it was days with jumping, since the third time was just the days, she created a veset of days. Now, according to the Lishna Kama, there's another law that sometimes a woman creates a veset of days with jumping. So she saw three times on the same day, and the first two times it was after a jump, and the third time she jumped the day before. So now she's created a vested irregularity of jumping together with days. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to teach us that the sages made a takana. And all those women that deal with truma and karbanos, they need to check themselves every morning and every evening if they had blood. The reason why is to see if they check themselves in the morning, are the trumas that we dealt with last night still good? They find that there is blood, maybe the chumas are no good. They have to put those aside. Check themselves in the evening to see all the to determine about the chumas that they dealt with during the day. Were they good? Are they still good? Maybe she's tummy, and maybe the chumas that she dealt with are have to be put aside. So this is the takana drabanan for the women who deal with taharos, says the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah said that a woman who has a regular period, let's say she sees blood every 21 days. So Rabbi Dosa said that a woman who sees blood every 21 days, she's daya shaita. We expect the guest to come on day 21. So when she sees blood on day 21, she's tummy right from then going forward, but not retroactively. Right? That's what we had said. However, even though it's a woman who's daya shaita, tzricha lios bodekes, she needs to check herself every day in the morning and in the evening, because maybe she's going to find blood. This is one of the chumros of taharos.
Every day,
because she's dealing with taharos. Who does not need to check herself? Chutz min anida. Let's say a woman had a bleed during the days of nida. So when a woman has a bleed during the days of nida, that's it. She's tummy now for 7 days. Whether she has further bleeding or she doesn't, she's tummy for 7 days. On day 7, she needs to check herself to make sure she's not bleeding anymore. That's called hefsek tahara. Then she goes to the mikvah. So a woman who's in nida and she's dealing with taharos. So once she had a bleed during the days of nida that made her a nida, she doesn't need to check herself during the days of nida, because we know she's tummy. We know she's no good. Who else doesn't need to check herself? Hayosheves al dam tohar. So a woman who gave birth, and now she's in the days of purity. The beginning of Parshas Tazria tells us that if when a woman gives birth to a boy, for the first 7 days she's impure, the next 33 days she's pure. A woman gives birth to a girl, the first 14 days she's impure, the next 66 days she is pure. This is called dam tohar. So let's say a woman, it's in one of those days, within the 33 days, within the 66 days, she has a bleed, she's tohar. So during these days, a woman doesn't need to check herself, because whatever bleed she's going to have, it's going to be tohar. So even if she's handling taharos, she doesn't need to check herself after she handled them in the morning or at night, because she knows she's tohar. So a woman who is dealing with dam tohar, she doesn't need to check herself, and anida doesn't need to check herself, because she knows she is tummy. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us another law. Besides the fact that a woman who's dealing with taharos needs to check herself twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, in regards to all the taharos that she dealt with, another law is that a woman who's dealing with taharos needs to check herself when she is engaging in marital relations.
Rabbi, why twice a day? Why not three times? Why not one time? Why not every other
day? It's a rabbinic enactment. A woman who deals with taharos, if she wants to have marital relations, beforehand she needs to check herself to make sure there's no blood. And after she had marital relations, she also needs to check herself to make sure there was no blood. Who doesn't need to, though? Chutz miyosheves al dam tor. If the woman is within the 33 or 66 days of pure blood, she doesn't need to check herself before or after the marital relations, because even if there would be blood from her, it's pure. It's not impure. And a basula, let's say a woman is a virgin. She's never been married before. And now she's marrying for the first time. So the first 4 nights after she gets married, that blood is called hymenal blood. That's assumed to be hymenal blood, and she is still pure. So therefore, she doesn't need to check herself before or after marital relations, because whatever blood is there is going to be pure blood. It's hymenal blood. It's not menstrual blood. Okay, going back to the first takana. Right, we said that women dealing with taharos, there was a takana that she needs to check herself in the morning and in the evening. Upa'amim tzricha lios bodekes. Sometimes she needs to check herself shachris in the morning to confirm that all the taharos she dealt with last night are still tahor. When she finds that she's tahor in the morning, so now good. All those taharos she dealt with are going to be okay. And Beina Shmashos, and she has to check herself in the evening after sunset, between sunset and the stars coming out, for all the taharos that she dealt with during the day. Now, then we talk about the next takana. The takana was that a woman who deals with taharos has to check herself before marital relations. Uvesha shehi overes. She also needs to check herself when she's leaving her other involvements and preparing herself with shamish espesa to have marital relations. Yisero saleh. Now, besides all of these checks that are given to the women who deal with taharos, Even more so is Kohanos, the Kohani women, the women who are Kohanos, married to a Kohen, or the daughter of a Kohen who's unmarried. So since they actually eat the Truma, they need to check themselves in the morning and in the evening and before they have marital relations and after they have marital relations. Plus they need to check themselves b'shah shein ochlos b'truma. At the time that they want to eat truma, before they eat truma, they need to check themselves so as not to eat the truma in a state of impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Rebuta says, besides they have to besides checking themselves before they eat truma, af b'shas evras tamilecha b'truma, also when they finish eating the truma, they walk away from eating the truma, they need to check themselves. So because if they don't check themselves and a little bit later they're going to see blood, we're going to be worried maybe at the end of when they were eating they were impure and maybe the stuff that was leftovers was made impure. So therefore at the end of eating truma again, they need to check themselves to make sure that they don't have blood and that they are pure.
Rabbi, can a woman go to the mikveh during the day or is only at the night?
At night.
So then again, this twice a day doesn't seem to...
checking not to touch truma.
Well, there are two different issues here. There's the nida that we deal with is the prohibition of having marital relations when she's a nida. So for that prohibition, she needs to go at night. Our Mishnayos in the Masechta really deals with the impurity that would impact truma and karbanos, walking into the Beis HaMikdash. So
if it's twice a day, then it only goes to, it's instead of 24 hours, it goes to the last time to check.
We want her to check, right, let's say the morning and the evening, so at least the last 12 hours
instead of 24
stuff,
hours.
Right. What are we going to do with those the stuff that she touched in the last 12 hours?
Why sexual relations come in if it's in the middle of the morning and night, right? She's already checking twice a day, so what's the point of checking around the sexual relations?
Because those themselves can trigger blood. So, the Mishnah, the Gemara now starts, right? The Mishnah said that a woman, there was a takana, that the women who deal with taharos need to check themselves twice a day, chutz min anida, except for anida. Why? During the days that she's anida, there's no need for her to check, because we know she's tamei. Yeah. Says the Gemara, hanicha, that works, l'bshim min lakish, to rish lakish, tamar, who holds, Isha kovas laveses b'sochim ezivasa v'nisha kovas laveses b'sochim enidasa shapir. According to Rish Lakish, he says that if a woman sees blood during the 11 days of ziva possibility, that can combine to other times that she's seen blood and create a vesas, create a pattern. But a woman who sees blood during the nida days, it doesn't create a vesas. So according to him, now we understand the Mishnah that Anida doesn't need to check herself because there's the fact that she has a sighting of blood, let's say on day three of her Nida days, doesn't matter. She's already Tameh. And in terms of saying, oh, well, maybe if she has bleeding on day three, let's combine it with the last time she had bleeding a month ago and create a Vesas, it doesn't create any Vesas because you're not creating a new Veset during the days of Nida. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Isha Kovas Laveses B'Sochim Einidasa, that says that a woman can create a Veset, a certain regular period, based on a sighting of blood during the days of Nida. So why does the Mishnah say that a Nida doesn't have to check herself? It's true that she's Tame anyway, but she should be checking herself, Tivdok, she should be checking herself in order, Dilma Kavala Veses. Maybe if she checks herself, let's say on day five of her Nida days, and she finds blood, maybe that will be actually 30 days from the last time she had a beginning of a bleed, which was 30 days after the last time. And now we've established a regular period. Amalcha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan will answer you. Ki amina ana, when did I say that a woman creates a veses during her days of Nida? Hecha dechazite mimayon sasum. Where the first two sightings were the beginning of her period. So then, even though the third sighting, which is what established the Veset, was during the days of her Nida, she had already seen blood, or she had already begun the period, nevertheless it can combine to create the Veset. Because since at the beginning of the Veset, the beginning of creating this pattern, she's starting from scratch. Therefore, the third sighting, even though that it was not from scratch sighting, it's blood when she's already been bleeding, That's also considered part of the veset. However, aval chazite mimayan pasuach, but when the first sightings themselves were not the initial sightings, she had already started to see, then day five of when she started to bleed, she bleeds again. And then a month later, on day five, she bleeds again. And then a month later, on day five, she bleeds again. Then we don't say it creates any veset. So that's the case when the nida doesn't need to check herself. It's the first times when she saw blood, she was not establishing any type of a pattern, right? 29 days before, it was already in the middle of the period. So therefore, now too, when it's the middle of the period, there's no need for her to check herself. And since there's we know she's tamei in regards to taros, there is no takana for her to check herself. All right, then the Mishnah said there was a takana that a woman who deals with taros needs to check herself. However, a yosheva saldam toar, a woman who's during the days of tahara, namely the 33 days after the 7 days after the birth of a boy, and the 66 days after the 14 days after the birth of a girl, she doesn't need to check herself. Says the Gemara, Kasal Kadata, they're thinking to say, Hamavakeshes Leshev al Dal Tohar, that when a woman has finished the week of a boy and the 2 weeks for the girl, and she wants to start Dam Tohar, she doesn't need to check herself, because that's it. Even if she's going, doesn't need to check herself. She doesn't need to check herself. That's what we're thinking. Says the Gemara, Hani Chal Rav. That works according to Rav, who holds that a woman who's seeing blood during Yimei Tohar, Mayan Echadu, is the same blood as the blood of Nida. But even so, HaTorah Tim Asal, the Torah says this blood, the first 7 days, is Tameh. HaTorah Tia Rasal, the next 33 days, this blood is Tohar. So then Shapra, they understand the mission. She doesn't need to check herself. Because what's the point? Whether she'll continue to bleed or she won't continue to bleed, whether she stopped bleeding or she hasn't stopped bleeding, it doesn't matter. This blood is blood that's tahar. El Levi da Amar Shnei Mayanos same, but Levi holds that it's two different bloods. The first week, the Dam Leida, which is Tameh, is one source. And then the next 33 days, Dam Tor is a different source. According to him, you do need to make a check at the end of the 7th day to make sure that this blood has stopped. Now, why does the Mishnah say she doesn't need to stop? She doesn't need to check herself at the beginning of the days of Tohar. Tivdok, she should need to check herself. Because maybe the spring of the Tamei blood hasn't stopped. Levi will tell you, Hamani, who's this Mishnah that says she doesn't need to check herself? This is Beis Shammai, Amri Mayan Echad, who say that the blood of birth and the blood of Tohar is all from one source. Really? Sasam lantana ke Beis Shammai. The Tana is going to tell you the view of Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, yeah, it could. Normally when you have a Stam Mishnah, we think the halacha is that way. Right? A Mishnah that doesn't tell us who it is, we think that's the halacha. So you think this is the halacha like Beis Shammai. But no, here it's Sasam. Here it just said it the way of Beis Shammai, that it's one flow of one source of blood, the birth blood and the tahar blood. But v'achakach machlokas, but later on we're going to see that it's an argument, and we have a rule called stam v'achakach machlokas. When you have a stam mishnah, then you have an argument, and halacha k'stam. Halacha is not like the stam, and that's what the Tana was willing to say it as the view of Beis Shammai. People are not going to make a mistake. Ibai Yisayma, I'll give you another answer. Mi katani mevakeshes leishiv. Did the Mishnah say when she wants to start the Yimei Tohar, she doesn't need a check? Yosheves katani, it means a woman who's sitting in the Yimei Tohar. So maybe it's that, yes, she did do a check to make sure that the birth blood has stopped. And now she's sitting, she doesn't need to do a new check. Yosheves, if she's sitting during the Yimei Tohar, my lememra, what is the chiddush here? What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, no, ma'o detem u'lefot to say, even though she's in days of Tohar, tivdok, she should be checking herself, the dilma kavala veses. Maybe she's going to be creating a vesas, creating a certain pattern. Kamash malon. That's why we say no. There's no point to checking. The mayan tor, the mayan tamei lo kava. If she saw blood from the pure spring, that's not establishing a pattern in regards to the blood from the impure spring. That works according to Levi, who thinks that the bloods of Tahara and the bloods of birth come from different springs. But Rav, who says it's all one spring, Tivdok, she should be checking herself to a couple of vessels. Maybe she's establishing a pattern. No, even according to Rav, there's no pattern possibly being established. He made Tahara, he made Tuva, lo kava. On the days of purity, that she saw blood during the days of purity, that doesn't create a pattern with blood that she saw in the days of impurity.
How would you really know which was the blood anyway? Even if you say two different sources.
No, you'd have to see that the blood of birth has stopped. Because you know once there's birth, automatically that source starts. So you have to establish that that has stopped. Then you can assume that the other blood is the blood of birth. You have to. She'd have to check herself at the end of the seventh day.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no bleeding.
So the whole idea that it bleeds post that, and you still it still doesn't change the count, and ultimately you're going to be taller at the end. He doesn't hold that.
Only once there was once you've established a stop that she switched now to the different source to a different spring. Then another takana.
But the pasuk specifies 7 days.
Yeah. But he says so
it might be 8 or 9.
Yeah, it could be 8 or 9, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way he views it. Normally 7 days. Usually, that's the way it should be. Sometimes it's different. Then the Mishnah said that if a woman is dealing with Taharos, there was a Takano Mishameshes Be'edim. She needs to check herself before the marital relations and after the marital relations, except, again, for a woman who's in the 33 days of Tahara or a Besula. So we're going to learn a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Once you have a young girl who's not of the age that she should be seeing her period, Venice, and she gets married. The night of the wedding and the next 4 nights, whatever blood comes out is blood of Basulim. Basulim Omer, Basulim say, no, we allow her to have relations. And we say that the blood is blood of Basulim until the wound heals. Okay, so we have an argument here. Do we give her just 4 nights, or do we say that it's still blood of hymen until the wound heals? So now, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel, Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, when do we have this argument? Ella Shalo Paska Machmas Tashmish. In other words, she hasn't had a single intercourse without blood. Whenever she's had intercourse, she has blood. Then, then even if she has blood without the intercourse, we assume it's still coming from the wound of the breaking of the hymen. Avol paska machmas tashmish, but if she's at a point already where when she has intercourse that doesn't create any blood, there's no bleeding in the act, and then virasa, then she has another bleed, and she is tmeya, then already Basil will agree to Beishamai, it's already no longer the blood of Besulim, it's not the blood of the hymen, the wound has healed, must be this is blood, which is Tamei. Another law, Avar Laila Echas below Tashmish, let's say she had a night where she didn't have intercourse, and then Virasa, then she saw blood, Tameya, there was no intercourse this night, so certainly this blood is blood of their period, and she's Tamei. Another law, let's say the first time she was with her husband, and again, she's too young to be having her period. The first time she's with her husband, there's a certain bleed, and there's a certain color to the bleed. And now, when she's with her husband, she has blood, but it's a different color of blood. So since it's a different color, tmeya, we assume it's not the blood of the hymen. Again, it's the blood of the period. Masiv Rabbi Yonah challenged this law that if the blood is a different color blood, then we assume that it is in fact the blood of the period. We learned in our Mishnah, who are women who don't need to check themselves? Uvesula Shedamea Tahorin, and a virgin whose blood is Tahor. 1 second, why does she not need to check herself? To Shamish Be'edim, she should still need to be checking herself before and after intercourse. The Dilma Nishtanu Maridam Shallah. Maybe when she checks herself, she'll see a color of blood, which will be a different color. Amar Rava. So the Rava said the following answer. Ema Reisha, come and hear the beginning of the Mishnah. We said in the beginning of the Mishnah, a woman needs to check herself, a woman who deals with taharos needs to check herself morning and evening, chutz min hanidah, except for a nidah, because anyway she's tameh, or a yosheves al dam tohar, who's always going to be tohar. So those are the women who do lo baya b'dika, they don't need to check themselves, aval basula shadameh tohorim, but apparently a virgin who's still bleeding from the hymen, baya b'dika, she does need to check herself. So now, why does she need to check herself? Why would we assume that she's tummy? So didn't we learn in the end that she doesn't need to check herself? What are you going to have to say? Khan in the end, which says she doesn't need to check herself, shashimsha, that's when she had marital relations. So she doesn't need to check herself, because even if she's going to see a blood, it's going to be tahora. And even if the blood is going to be a different color, we're going to say maybe the male organ changed the color of the blood. And really it is blood of Besulim. Khan, when Rav Gidl said the name of Shmuel, that if there's a different change color, then she is Tameh. Shalo Shimsha, when she didn't have marital relations today, she was just involved with Taharos. Therefore we say if this blood is of a different color than the blood of Besulim, so it must be this is Tameh blood, and the Taharos that she dealt with have become Tameh, says the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hachi. In fact, that's what we learned in a Braisa. Bamed Varma Murim. When did Beis Hillel say that all the blood that she has, we say, is blood from the hymen until the hymen heals? Shalo Paska Machmas Tashmish. When she's still in a state that every time she has relations, there's bleeding. However, then Virasa Shalo Machmas Tashmish. Then, whenever she has relations, there's a bleed. Then, when there's a bleed that's without relations, we assume it's still from the wound. Aval Paska Machmas Tashmish. But if she's gotten to a point where when she has marital relations she doesn't bleed, and then Virasa, and then she has a bleed, then she is Tmeya. In addition, if Avar Laila Echas below Tashmish, if she had a whole night of no relations, and then Virasa, and then she saw blood, again we say Tmeya, she's Tame, it's not the blood of the hymen. And finally, if Nishtana Maradam Shalah, if the blood appearance when she first had her marital relations looked one way, but now the blood coming out from her looks a different way, Tameya, we don't assume that it's the blood of the hymen, and she is Tamei. Okay, so the Mishnah said, Pa'amim Yitzricha, something she has to check herself in the morning and the evening, and when she's preparing to have marital relations. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu, this whole law was only taught El Taros is a woman who deals with Taros. So a woman who's dealing with Taros has to be checking herself. Avalabala, but a woman who doesn't deal with Taros, but she just wants to have marital relations with her husband. Mutara, she's allowed to check herself. She's allowed to have relations without checking herself first. Mara says, Pshita, that's obvious that we're talking about Taros and not in regards to the husband. Shachristan, the Mishnah talked about a woman checking herself in the morning. Now, in the morning, you can't have marital relations. It's daytime. It's not a time when you're allowed to have marital relations. Only at night can you have marital relations. So certainly we're talking about Taros. Ella I Itmar. So if Shmuel taught us something, that it's only talking about Taros, Asefa Itmar. Talking about the end of this Mishnah. The Mishnah said she has to check herself in the morning and in the evening. Uvesha she overes l'shamish es beisa. And when she's preparing herself to have marital relations, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shanul b'isha asuka b'taros. We're talking about a woman who's busy with taros. Migu d'boya b'dika l'taros. Since she needs to check herself in regards to the taros, b'yanami b'dika l'baila. She also needs to check herself for her family life. But a woman is not busy with taros, lo baya b'dika, they never made this takana that she needs to check herself. My kamash malan, what's the chiddush here? Tanina, this is a mishnah later. All women are presumed tahor to their husbands. Says the gemara, must if I would only have the mishnah, I mean, what to say? A woman who has a very regular period. But a woman who doesn't have a very regular period, baya b'dika, then she would have to check herself. So that's what I need Shmuel to tell me that not. So the Gemara says, one second, v'amas nisin, but our Mishnah is talking about v'ishishesh levesas askinah, a woman who has a very regular period. So the Gemara says, listen, mas nisin, our Mishnah, bein shesh levesas, uvein ein levesas. V'akamashman, teaching us the following chiddush. Afal gav yesh la vases to buy a bdika letaros. Even if she has a vases, if she needs to have a bdika for taros, buy a dami bdika lebayla. Okay. Bezrat Hashem will continue at this point tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Yomer Ratzak Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Os Yisrael Lefich Achir Vlem Tzoro Mitzvah Shenemar Zmech Hafeit Laman Tzipo Yavdil Tzorav Yadir.